Today's daf is Erev in Daf Lamed Ches. We are at the Mishnah, three lines from the top of Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalem of Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, of Vadya Ben Miriam Leah, and Shoshana Tova Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibad L'chaim Toivim, Rab Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to Tchumen, and like the last several dafin, today's daf is a Tchumen daf, but as we'll see, has implications really in Gantz Shas. Sok the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, the great Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, said, Yontif ha-samach l'Shabbos, if Yontif falls out, samach l'Shabbos, meaning bein milfonel, bein melachere, whether Yontif is Friday and then it's Shabbos, or Yontif is Sunday, meaning Yontif comes together with Shabbos, says Rabbi Eliezer, ma'arav adam, Shnei Eruvin. A person can make two Eruvin Tchumim. Va'omer, you can say as follows. Eruvin Merishon Mizrach. I want my Eruv on the first day, whether it's Yontif or Shabbos, to be to the east. U'besheni l'mayriv. And I want my Eruv on the second day to be to Mayriv. Perishon l'mayriv. You can say, I want my Eruv the first day to be to Mayriv. U'besheni l'mizrach. I want it the second day to be Mizrach. Eruvin Perishon. If a person wants, he can say that I want on the first day to have an Eruv. U'besheni kibin Eruv. On the second day, I don't want to have an Eruv at all. I want my Alpaya Mama to be determined by the city that I live in. Or a Ruvi B'sheni, he could say, I want my Erev to be on the second day. Uberishon Kibnei Yiri, on the first day I'm going to be Kibnei Yiri. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said that if you have a Yontif that's Samach L'Shabbos, whether it's Yontif and then Shabbos, or whether it's Shabbos and then Yontif, being that there's a concept of Tchumen both for Yontif and for Shabbos, each day is viewed independently, you can make an Erev for Yontif and then for Shabbos, or you can make an Erev for Shabbos and then for Yontif. Here's the punchline. You can make different Eruvin for the 2 days. So for the first day, you could say, I want my Erev to be Mizrach, and for the second day, Ma'ariv. One day, you could say, I don't want to have an Erev at all. And the other way, I'm going to have an Erev. The point is, each day is viewed individually. There's no such thing that you can make one day this Erev, one day the other Erev, but rather, you have to make a decision. Do you want to have an Erev? That's fine. You can make an Erev, but that one Erev is going to be for both days, and the Erev for both days is going to have to be in the same direction. You can't make an Erev for one day and not the other, and you can't make an Erev for one day in one direction, and for the other day in the other direction. Ketza Yasa, somebody that wants to make an Erev for 2 days, Yontif, what should he do? And Rashi says that this part of the Mishnah is just being practical. So in the event that you have a Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos, and you're concerned that if I'm going to leave my Erev in the Makom Shvisa for 2 days, there's a good chance that someone's going to come or something is going to come and take it away. So you're a little bit concerned for the safety of your Erev. So what should you do? Malicha Berisha, you should bring your Erev on the first day. This is assuming that it's first Yontif and then Shabbos. The point is that on Yontif you're allowed to carry. So because you're allowed to carry, we'll see there's a very obvious Eitzah that you can do. So bring your Erev on the first day, Machshavolov, spend Bein HaShmoshos in your Makom Shvisa together with your Erev, then Noitloi, take it back home with you, because you're allowed to carry on Yontif, Uvaloi, B'sheni, on the second day, do the same thing, Machshavolov, but being that the second day is Shabbos, because it's Yontif and then Shabbos, Vayichloi, you'll have to eat it on the second day, you have no choice, Uvaloi, and then you're going to come home, V'nimtso, and by doing this, it's going to come out that Mistakir Bahalicha, so you Mistakir Be'eruvai, you're going to end up getting your Erev, and you're also going to end up being able to eat the food that you wanted to eat. Meaning you're going to end up being able to extend your Alpaya Mama because you got your Erev for both days, and you're going to end up eating the food. You won't have to worry about losing the food because you're going to bring it with you, and then you're going to take it home, and then the second time you're going to bring it with you, you're going to end up eating it. The Mishnah continues and says, Nacha Berishon, in the event that a person put his Erev, a Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshos, in his Makom Shvisa, and then it was eaten. So the halacha is a ruvay l'rishon, the in a ruvay l'sheni. Meaning, assuming it was there the entire bein hashmashos of the first night, but then afterwards it was taken away. So for that first day, being that it was there bein hashmashos, you're going to have an erev. But for the second day, being that it's not there, at that point you're not going to have an erev. And this halacha is true according to everybody. Meaning, there's no machloikis as it relates to this halacha. So Amalem Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer told the chachamim, moidem atam lishen shtei kedushos. Don't you see from this halacha that each day is viewed independently, meaning that the Yontif and Shabbos, even though they're samach to each other, are viewed individually. How do you see they're viewed individually? Because you see that if I put it there the first day Bein Hashmashes, it's not going to work for the second day unless it was also there the second day Bein Hashmashes. If you look at the 2 days as being one extension, then Lachura, why should I need it to be there the second day Bein Hashmashes? Either way, Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim that even though we debated and, you know, from an objective perspective, there are 2 ways to look at it, but I think I have a pretty good raya to my side of this Chakir. The Gemara is going to explain this line of Rabbi Eliezer a little bit better. But before we start the Gemara, just to recap. So we have a very Yisoidis Diga Machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim here in the Mishnah, and it is going to be the topic of the entire Daf. And that is, you have Yontif HaSamuch L'Shabbos. Yontif and then Shabbos. Or Shabbos and then Yontif. Doesn't matter which way. Vein Milfanel or Vein Mela Achare. If you want to make an Erev Techumen, you can make an Erev Techumen. There's no question. You can make an Erev Techumen for Yontif, you can make an Erev Techumen for Shabbos. So there's no question that if you need to go outside of Alpaya Mama the first day, the second day, this you can make an Erev and allow yourself to do that. The question is, could I make an Erev in one direction for the first day and then an Erev in another direction for the second day? Can I decide I want my Erev to only work for one of the 2 days, whether it's the first day or the second day? Or maybe no. What's the Shaila? Do you look at the 2 days as being individual days from an Erev Techumen perspective? Or do we look at them as being one long day from an Erev Techumen perspective? Rabbi Eliezer said that you can slice and dice these 2 days as it relates to Erevin the way you want to. The first day you could say Mizrach, the next day Meirv, the first day Meirv, next day Mizrach, first day yeah Erev, second day no Erev, the first day no Erev, second day yeah Erev. You can do whatever you want. Why? Because each day is viewed individually. The Chachamim say no. Oy ma'arev l'ruach achas, oy eina ma'arev kol ikar, oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim, oy eina ma'arev kol ikar. We're going to see in the Gemara that the Hezber of the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is fundamentally how do you view Yontif relative to Shabbos? Specifically, when it's Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos, do you view the 2 days as being one kedusha, or do we look at them as being 2 different kedushas? And the truth is that from a metaphysical above our pay grade perspective, of course, the kedusha of Shabbos and the kedusha of Yontif are not mamish the same. Shabbos l'chod v'Yontif l'chod. It's two Dinim, as it relates to Kedusha. Of course, Atzad HaShavah Shebehen is that it's Kedusha Sazman, and there's an Issa Melacha, and there's a lot of mitzvahs that are noyig on both of these days, but of course, they're not mamish the same. But stating that, the Chachamim held that as it relates to Eruvit Techumen, we look at them as being Chodah Kedusha. And if they're Chodah Kedusha, so we look at it as being almost one long, extended Kedusha that's not 24 hours, which is what it usually is, but rather 48 hours. And because it's one long day, a Yom Richta, we'll borrow that Rosh Hashanah term for the moment, even though the Gemara is going to talk about Rosh Hashanah in the next half, in Yonah D'Yoyma. But for now, just that concept of a Yoyma Richter, we're going to look at it as one long Kedusha. If it's one long Kedusha, so maybe you have no right to go ahead and start saying, oh, for half of the day I want to be Mizrach, and the other half of the day I'm going to be Mai. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as 2 separate Kedushas. So if they're viewed as 2 separate Kedushas, this is something that you would be able to do. Either way, the Gemara begins with a very technical, a very subtle diuk. What was the Chachamim Sheet in the Mishnah? That you have to make a decision in the beginning of this 2 days, and you have to decide what you want. And the Chum's wash was, Oy ma'arev l'ruv achas, Oy eina ma'arev kolikr, Oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim, Oy eina ma'arev kolikr. And the Gemara is bothered that it's a little bit wordy, it's a little redundant. In other words, l'ruv achas ma'iniyu, when the Chachamim say that if you want to be ma'arev, you have to be ma'arev l'ruv achas, what do they mean to say? L'shnei yomim. Meaning, one ruach for the 2 days. L'shnei yomim ma'iniyu, what do the Chachamim mean when they said that you have to be ma'arev for 2 days, meaning not for one? 2 days, l'ruach achas, if that's the case. So isn't the Mishnah just redundant? Meaning, why the Chachamim have to be so wordy? Oy ma'arev l'ruach achas, oy eina ma'arev kolikr. Oy ma'arev l'shnei yomim, oy eina ma'arev kolikr. Just say, oy ma'arev l'ruach achas, l'shnei yomim. It has to be one ruach, it has to be 2 days, meaning it has to be one erev. So if it has to be one erev, shouldn't that be what the Chachamim said? Why the Chachamim dramatize their position? So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamri le'rabbanu le'Rabbi Eliezer." That the way you have to read the Chachamim sheet in the Mishnah is as if they're talking to Rabbi Eliezer, and they were telling Rabbi Eliezer the following: "Iyat the moida, Rabbi Eliezer, aren't you moida she'ein ma'arvan liyoy mechad chetziyoy letzofin v'chetziyoy ledarim? If somebody would want on Shabbos, he decided that he wants to have two Eruv Techumin for the same Shabbos. One's going to be Tzafin and the other one's going to be Dar. You might, the Rebbe Eliezer, you can't do that, right? Amar Lama Avil, he says, of course. Avil means yes. Of course, that's the halacha. So he told him back, just like a one day you can't make an Eruv, half a day Dar, half a day Tzafin. So too, if it's 2 days, you can't do it. In other words, the way you read the Chachamim sheet in the Mishnah is, the Chachamim Oimrim, Oy Ma'ariv L'ruach Achas, Oy Eina Ma'ariv Kolikar. You're moided that on a one day, meaning a Shabbos or a Yont, if we're dealing with one day, not with 2 days, it's other Ruach Achas, other Eina Ma'ariv Kolikar. You can't have Chetzi Tzof and Chetzi Dom. You can't have Chetzi Mizah, Chetzi Ma'ariv. So if that's the case, they said, as it relates to 2 days, it's the same thing. Oy Ma'ariv L'shnei Yonim, Oy Eina Ma'ariv Kolikar. So it's not the same thing twice. It's more of a taina. It's the Chachamim talking to Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, so what's Rabbi Eliezer's response? Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer, honestly, if you can't split Shabbos and have a half a day an Erev on this side, a half a day an Erev on that side, why, if it's Yontav HaSomach L'Shabbos, could you say that for Yontav it's going to be here and for Shabbos it's going to be there? For Rabbi Eliezer says, Hosam Kedusha Achas. Because on Shabbos or on Yontav, when it's one day is one Kedusha. But Hoch over here, base Kedusha is. Here you're dealing with Yontav HaSomach L'Shabbos. You're dealing with two individual Kedushas. Being that you're dealing with two individual Kedushas, so over here the Halacha is going to be different. Zok to Gemar. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer told the Chacham, yeah, the Moedim, aren't you Moedim? That in the event that somebody was ma'ariv with his legs, b'yom rishon, that the halach is ma'ariv b'ragla b'yom sheni. If he wants to have an erev on the second day, it would have to be ma'ariv with his legs. Again, now, the conventional way to make an erev, or at least the erev that we've been talking about in this parak, is when someone is ma'ariv with food. He places mazin shtei sudos in his makkah and shvisa, and that's the way he makes an erev. But the truth is, that's not the only way to make an erev. If you want, you can make an erev by simply going to the place that you want to be ma'ariv and without putting any food there. As long as you're there, Bein HaShemashes, you can be kind of your makam shvisa that way as well. So Rabbi Eliezer told him in the event that somebody wants to be ma'ariv using his legs, maybe he's going to be in the makam shvisa. It's pashit that if you have a yontiv asamach l'shabbos, you'd have to be ma'ariv on yontiv, and then you'd have to be ma'ariv on Shabbos as well. You can't be rely on what you did the first night. Additionally, Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim, Nechalei Ruva B'yam Rishon. What would be if somebody made his erev tchumen using food, and then it was eaten on the first day, meaning after Bein HaShemashes? Of course, he wouldn't be able to use B'yam Sheni, right? This is Rabbi Eliezer talking to the Chacham. He said, yeah. So he told him, if that's the case, so it comes out that these are base kedushas, and this Amar Lehen Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim is the last line of the Mishnah that we said the Gemara is going to get back to. This is where it got back to them. Either way, so Rabbi Eliezer told the Chachamim, you see from this halacha, meaning you see from the concept that you need the Erevir, both Bein HaShemashes, when it's Yontav HaSamach L'Shabbos, that we're looking at them not as one Yoy Ma'arichta, but we're looking at them as two Kedushas. Because if you looked at it as one Yoy Ma'arichta, so what's the Bein HaShemashes of this Yoy Ma'arichta? It's the first Bein HaShemashes. So as long as you had an air of the first Bein HaShemashes, whether you went there with your feet, or whether you planted a Suda there, at the end of the day, as long as you had the air of the first Bein HaShemashes, it should be okay. From the fact that you see it's not okay is a raya that it's two Kedushas. So if it's two Kedushas, Frank Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim, then why can I split the Erev? Why can I spalt it and say on one day it's going to be here and another day it's going to be there? So the Gemara says, the Rabbanon, it's a very good time, but the Rabbanon, you have to say, was Fuki Misafkelo. Meaning when the Rabbanon said in the Mishnah that you can't split the Erev based on the idea that Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as Chada Kedusha, they weren't saying it as if they knew for sure that it was Chada Kedusha. But rather they were saying that I suspect there's a possibility it might be Chada Kedusha. But really, in reality, it was Sfukim Esafku. They weren't sure. And as a result, V'hachal L'chumra, V'hachal L'chumra. They felt they had to go L'chumra in both cases. Meaning in our Mishnah, you go L'chumra and you can't make an Erev for one day Mizrach and the other day Ma'ariv. And in that halach of Rabbi Eliezer, you also go L'chumra that in the event that you placed an Erev the first night and it wasn't there the second night, even though it's true if you hold Chada Kedusha, it shouldn't matter, but you have to go to Chumra that maybe you don't know Chada Kedusha. You're right, it's an inconsistency. And if the Chachamim were taking a self-confident position, you'd have a steer in the Chachamim, which is Rabbi Eliezer's tie to the Chachamim. But Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer back, I'll tell you the truth, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not sure. And at the end of the day, Hachal Chumra, the Hachal Chumra, Amalei the Rabbi Eliezer, and now this is the Chachamim going back to Rabbi Eliezer. So we had the Chachamim talking to Rabbi Eliezer, then Rabbi Eliezer came with a taina to the Chachamim, and now the Chachamim are going back to Rabbi Eliezer. So Chachamim told Rabbi Eliezer, yeah, the Moida Shema Arvin Betchil Miyantif L'Shabbos, aren't you Moida that you're now let it be Ma'ariv from Yontif to Shabbos? Meaning on Yontif itself, are you allowed to make an Erev for Shabbos? That's not the Mishnah's case. Right, just to be clear, the Mishnah's talking about Erev Yontif. A person goes and he makes an Erev. And on Erev Yontif, he wants to make an Erev for Yontif. And he also wants to make an Erev for Shabbos. It's Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos. Let's take the first case of the Mishnah. Yontif is Friday, then come Shabbos. And Thursday, Bein HaShmashos, you want to make an Erev. So you're being Ma'ariv, Erev Yontif, on a weekday, on behalf of Yontif, and on behalf of Shabbos. And that's Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Could I make an Erev for Yontif to the east, and make an Erev for Shabbos to the west? Chodei Kedusha, or Shtei Kedushas. But the Chachamim told Rabbi Elazar, let me ask you a question. I don't believe the answer to this question is going to be yeah. Meaning, could you make an Erev on Yontif itself for Shabbos? Friday afternoon, it's Yontif. It's Erev Shabbos, but could you go Bein HaShmashos, make an Erev for Shabbos? He said, Avol. Which again means, yes, I agree with you. This is not something you can do. So he told him, Holaya Kedusha Achasi. So you just proved to me that you're wrong. Meaning it's obvious then that Kedusha Achas, meaning Bishloim of Yontif and Shabbos is due to one long day. It's a Yoy Marichta. So I understand why you can't make an Erev. You can't make an Erev in the middle of the day. You can't make an Erev 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You have to make an Erev Betchilas Hayoim or Besoifim. It has to be Bein HaShmashos right before the day starts. So it would be understood why you can't make it on Erev Shabbos. But if you're going to tell me that it's Shtei Kedushas, so why can I make it from Yontif for Shabbos? What's the problem? Bein HaShmashos Yontif, I can do it. It's not the middle of the day. Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as two separate days. The Gemara says a very obvious answer. If you're familiar with the Gemaras in the beginning of Masechtas Beya, and that is Rabbi Eliezer, Hossam Mishum Hachana. That's a separate problem. You're right. It's not a Chodek Kedusha, Shtei Kedusha's issue. The reason you can't be Ma'arif, Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, when Erev Shabbos is Yontif, is because it's a Nisa Achana. You're not going to be Mechen from Yontif to Shabbos. And by making an Erev, you're being Mechen. I mean, they being Mechen. It's for that reason, it's not going to be, oh, okay, the Gemara is going to get back to the Hachana point on Amid Beis. But for now, another Brisa. Again, this is all the same topic, where somebody wants to make an Erev to Chumen, Erev Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos. He wants to make the Erev for Yontif. He wants to make the Erev for Shabbos. The question is, do we view it as Chodek Kedusha or do we view it as two separate Kedushas? Erev Barag, Lobby Yom Rishoy, says the price of, oh, if somebody was Ma'ariv using his Raglai, meaning he didn't put Mazin Shtei Sudas, but he physically walked to his Makim Shvisa. Ma'ariv Barag, Lobby Yom Sheni. So if you did it for the first day, meaning for Yontif, you'd have to do it for the second day again. You'd have to be the Bein HaShmashos for Shabbos. You can't rely on what you did the first day. If you used the Suda for your Erev and it was eaten B'yam Rishon, and Yotzel B'yam Sheni, you can't use it B'yam Sheni. Meaning you'd have to make sure you have another Erev there B'yam Sheni. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaReza Chamor Golam. Now, if somebody did this, if somebody put an Erev B'yam Rishon and it was Nechel B'yam Rishon, so it wasn't around B'yam Sheni, or if somebody walked B'yam Rishon, then he didn't walk again B'yam Sheni, so this person is a Chamor Gamal, which again is an Erev way of saying he's a shtickle stock between these two tumen, because we're not sure, we have a suffix whether or not the Erev Tchumen is in effect or if it's not in effect. If the Erev Tchumen is in effect, so the Makim of the Erev is his Makim Shvisa. If the Erev Tchumen is not in effect, then where he lives is his Makim Shvisa. In other words, it's a suffix. It's a suffix whether or not you would need to have the Erev there for the second night as well, or you wouldn't have to. If someone made Erev the first night, he doesn't have to make an Erev the second night. If the Erev was eaten the first night, it's fine. Doesn't have to have it for the second night. So we have three shitas in the Braisa. The first shita is you make an Erev the first night, you have to make an Erev the second night. The second shita is a suffix. The third shita is you make an Erev the first night, you don't have to make an Erev the second night. So without seeing the Gemara, just based on all the information that we have so far from learning this stuff, what's the Svara Samachloikis? It's very pasha. Do you hold that Yontif and Shabbos are viewed as Chodek Kedusha as it relates to the halachas of Tchumen? Do you hold that they're viewed as Shtei Kedushos, as they're viewed to Tchumen? Or maybe Sefuke Misafkelo? If we look at it as one Kedushos, as long as I had it Bein HaShmashos the first night, I don't care what happened the second night. That's the third sheet in the Braisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, and Reb Yishmol ben Oishol, Reb Yerichan ben Breiko. If you hold that it's Shtei Kedushos, so each night is viewed individually. So if that's the case, I had an Erev the first night, that's nice, but it doesn't help me for the second night. And if you're not sure, meaning Sefuke Misafkelo, I raise a Chamar Gamo. So you're going to be stuck. Meaning, misafik, you're going to view it as an Erev, but misafik, you're going to have to say that maybe it's not an Erev, so it's pashit. That the three shitas in this braisa are really the svaras that we've been discussing up until this point. So what's the bottom line? Amar Rav, Rav said, halacha kedalit skenim alalut. Halacha is like the following four skenim. Valibit Rabbi Eliezer, all who went like Rabbi Eliezer, amar beis kedusha say, who holds beis kedusha, they lohin dalit skenim. These are the four skenim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmol benoi, shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broiko, for Rabbi Laza, Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, stimta. Some say, chad minayu Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza was one of the four four Tanan, umapik Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Simtan. You take out Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Simtan. The bottom line is, Rav just said two things. Number one, he said that Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Kedushas. Number two, Rav just said that it's not just Rabbi Yehuda that held that way, but there were four skanim that all went, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Following Cheshbon. Two of the four Tanoim that Rav mentioned were Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yishmael ben Oishel, Rav Yechon ben Breika. Where do we have Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Yishmael ben Oishel ben Breika? The top line of the Yomid. They were the one that said that Erev Berishoin ain't a Marav B'Sheni. As long as he had an Erev the first night, we don't care about what happened on the second night. We just explain what's the Hezber of that Shita, because you look at the 2 days not as Shtei Kedushas, but rather you look at it as one Kedusha, which is precisely not Rav Eliezer as a Shita. It's the Shita the Chachamim. Faith the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Yishmael ben Oishel ben Breika, Ibcha Shamin Elohu. How could Rav have said that Allah is like the Dalit Skenim, Alibi the Rebbe Eliezer. And two of the four Skenim is Rashbag, and Rishol ben Eishel Breichin ben Breiko. Rabbi Shmim Galmir, Rabbi Shmim ben Eishel Breichin Breiko said Mephurish in the Breisa that you only need an Erev the first night, which means that Allah is like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Eliezer. Zok the Gemara, like we saw in yesterday's daf a few times, Epoch. You're right, you have to switch. You have to say Rabbi Shmim Galmir and Rabbi Shmim ben Eishel Breichin ben Breiko hold not Erev Raglav Arishon, Ema Arev Baraglav, Pumfakar. If you made an Erev the first night, you have to make sure you're going to have an Erev the second night. Now, if that's the case, it comes out the third Shita in the Braisa is the same as the first Shita in the Braisa, which was Shitas Rebbe. So, Freit the Gemara, Yochie Bazoi, Haini Rebbe. Comes out, it's Rebbe Shita. So, the Gemara says, you're right. Emo, edit the Braisa. This is not a huge edit. The first edit was big, Epoch. This one is a tweak. V'chein Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Say not Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel sounds like it's like a new Shita. V'chein Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. The first Shita and the third Shita are really the same Shita. Faith to Gemara, another Geshmak of Kasha. It comes out that Rebbe also holds like Rebbe Eliezer. In the Braisa, Rebbe holds that we look at each day individually. If that's the case, Rav said, Halacha Kedalit Skenim Alalu, Falibid Rebbe Eliezer. And who were the four Skenim? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and then some have Rabbi Lazar, and some have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Stimta. But all the Gersis don't have Rebbe. Freak the Gemara, V'lichshav Nami Rebbe. How come Rebbe wasn't counted? So the Gemara says, Rebbe, Tani Lava Lai Savala. Because Rav suspected that maybe even though Rebbe said the Shita and the Braisa, he didn't really hold that way. So it wasn't his halacha. It's not his halacha. So it's not halacha Gedal Skein. And Rebbe was just reporting the Shita. They didn't actually hold that way. Freak the Gemara, Rabbana Nami Tani Lava Lai Savala. So maybe all those other Tanam also were just reporting it. I mean, if Rebbe said the Shita, Gami didn't hold that way, how do you know all these Tanam who said the Shita did hold that way? Someone says, you're right. In theory, it's a good question. But Rav Gemara, Gamrila, Rav had a Messiah that those four Skenim didn't just say it, they actually held it and they believed it. And that's why Rav said that even though ordinarily that Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, of course, is Shamuti. But Amar Rav, as it relates to this halacha of Kedusha Achas versus Shtei Kedusha, is halacha Kedalit Skenim Alalu Valibo de Rabbi Eliezer. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Kinoch Nafshi de Rav Huna. When Rav Huna passed away, I Rav Chizda le Mirma, de Rava de Rav. So Rav Chizda came into Beis Medrash, and he asked the Stira from one thing Rav said to another thing Rav said. He asked the following question. Mi Amar Rav halacha Kedalit Skenim, Valibid Rabbi Eliezer. Is it true that Rav said that halacha is like the Dalit Skenim? According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Shtei Kedusha is saying that when Yontif is Samach L'Shabbos, we view Yontif and Shabbos as being two separate Kedushois, and it's for that reason, as it relates to Tchumen, you need a separate Tchum for both nights for Itmar. We learn Shabbos for Yontif. What happens if Shabbos and Yontif fall out in succession? Again, it's a Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos. Rav Amar Rav said, Noilda Bozeh Asura Bozeh. The context is the first Sugya Mesech Tiz Be'ah. Be'ah Shenolda B'Yontif. B'Shamai says you're allowed to eat it. Beis Hillel says that you're not allowed to eat it. So the context over there is the halacha of a Be'ah Nolda B'yontif. The question is, what happens if a Be'ya was Nolda on Shabbos? So you certainly can't eat it on Shabbos. What if the next day is Yontif? Could you eat it on Yontif? Or if a Be'ya was Nolda on Yontif? So obviously you can't eat it that day. What if the next day is Shabbos? Can you eat it or can you not eat it? Rav said, Nolda B'zeh, Asura B'zeh. And the Gemara understands that that would make sense if you hold that Shabbos and Yontif is Chodah Kedusha. If you look at it as one long Kedusha, so it's one long day. It's a Yom HaRichta. If it's a long day, Be'esh and Nolda B'yontif is Asur today. Tomorrow is part of today. It's one long Kedusha. But if you're going to tell me that we look at Yontif, HaSamach L'Shabbos, HaShtei Kedushois. So if there are two Kedushois, then they're not really the same day. So they're two different days. Be'ish and Al-Biyontif is Asur today. Who said that it's Asur tomorrow? So the Gemara says that when Rav Huna was Nifter, Rav Chizda entered the Beis Medrash, We have to talk about the rest of the story, but another day. But when Rav Huna was nifter, Rav Chisda entered Beis Medrash, lemir midir rabba derek. He didn't want to ask this question for some reason while Rav Huna was alive. But after Rav Huna passed away, he asked this question. And he wanted to know, how did the two Rav Shtim, I have a Rav in Hilchis Erevin, I have a Rav in Hilchis Beish and all the Beyontif. But they don't Shtim, because in the laws of Erevin and the laws of Tchumen, Rav Paschim like Rebbe Eliezer, like the Dalit Skein of Alibid Rebbe Eliezer, who holds Yontif and Shabbos, are Shtei Kedushas, and Beish and all the Beyontif, no the Bezef, Surah Bezef, it's Shtei Kedushas. Why? Beish and all the Beyontif is also on the day that it was Noilat. But why tomorrow should it say it's a Yoyim HaRichta, I understand. But if Rav holds like Rebbe Eliezer, it's not a Yoyim HaRichta. So the Gemara says, Omer Rabba, Rabba answered the Kasha. He said, Hasam Mishum Hachono. The reason that's a problem, and this is Rabba's famous Hachana de Rabba, and it's a whole different issue. Be'er Shenol de Bezer Asura Bezer, not because it's a Yoyim HaRichta, not because it's Chodo Kedusha, but rather, Be'er Shenol de Bezer Asura Bezer is simply a Hachana problem. Now, the Rishonim struggle a little bit to understand what the Hachana issue is. Because really, what happened? A Be'er was Noilad. No one prepared anything. So why should I not be able to use it tomorrow? But either way, this was the issue. Now, what's the premise to this whole halach of Hachana, the Tanya learned to the Brides, Oyvayim Hashishi, Vehichinu, referring to the mon. The mon had to be prepared on Erev Shabbos. I mean, learn from there, Chol Mechon LeShabbos, that you're allowed to prepare during the week for Shabbos, Vechol Mechon LeYantiv, and you certainly can prepare during the week for Yantiv. But Vein Yantiv Mechon LeShabbos. You're not allowed to prepare for Yantiv LeShabbos, Vein Shabbos Mechon LeYantiv, and you're not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yantiv. Either way, Rabba said that you want to know Pshat in Beish and Nol de Beyontif, where the halacha is Nol de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, according to Rav, he holds Shtei Kedusha, so what should be the problem? It's a whole different issue. The reason that this is a problem is related to the halacha of Hachana, and that's why it's an issue. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asked his Rebbe, Rabba Akasha. Rabba, you just introduced the concept of Hachana. You just told me that Chol Mechon LeShabbos, Chol Mechon LeYantiv. But Vein Yantiv Mechon LeShabbos, Vein Shabbos Mechon LeYantiv. So Abaye asked Rabbah a question. Elo Adetran. We learned in the Mishnah. Kei Tzadu Ois, Malicha Berishoin, Umach Shecholov, Vinoikloi, Uvaloi, Besheini Mach Shecholov, Vaoichloi, Uvaloi. That if somebody wants to make an Erev for Yantiv HaSamach LeShabbos, so what do? You make the Erev on Yantiv. And you can make the Erev on Shabbos as well, right? The Mishnah was giving an idea for a person that was concerned that maybe his Erev was going to be, I mean, you can leave it there for 2 nights. But let's say you're worried that something's going to happen to it. So you can go, take it home on Yontif, you're allowed to carry, and then the next night, Be'en HaShemash, you bring it there, and you're going to eat again. What's the kasha? Come make the Yontif for Shabbos. It sounds like you're making the Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. So if you're making the Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, we saw this far already for a moment on Amad Aleph, so it sounds like you're being making the Yontif for Shabbos. Rabbi, if there's something called Achana, Achana the Rabbi, so why is there something you're allowed to do? Amalei Rabbi, so Rabbi told him, you're making the assumption that when is Erev Tchumen Chal, Soifayon, what does Soifayon mean? Tchilas Be'en HaShemash. It's a little counterintuitive. Of the day before Bein HaShemash starts. No, that's not when it's Koine Erev. Tchilas Hayom Koine Erev. It goes into effect Tchilas Hayom, meaning Soif Bein HaShemash, meaning in the beginning of Shabbos. Oh, if that's the case, for Shabbos Mechina La'atzmo. So it comes out, you're not really preparing for Yontif the Shabbos, but rather you're doing it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Elamiyata, but Rabbi asked Rabbi another kasha, if you're going to tell me that Tchilas Hayom Koine, meaning it's not Soif Hayom Koina, but it's Tchilas Hayom Koina. We had the Shak Levitaria not long ago. So if that's the case, Yorvu Belogin, it should be okay to be Ma'ariv in a pitcher. So Rashi quotes the Braisa Mesechtes Demai. The context over here is, we're dealing with a pitcher. The pitcher was a Tful Yoyim, which means it's a Shemi Latoma. Somebody had inside this Tful Yoyim, Maiser Rishin, even though it has Kedusha, but Sheni Lutoma can be Matama Trum and Kachin doesn't have the ability to be Matama Meiser Rishon. This person wanted to be Mafres Trumas Meiser, but he doesn't want to be Mafres Trumas Meiser Achet Techshach, because then there'll be Herev Shemesh, it won't be a Tful Yoim anymore. So what this person said is that Misha Techshach, I want the Meiser Rishon to, or the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon to go into effect. And he also said that I want to use it as an Erev. And the halacha was, you're not allowed to use it as an Erev. So the question is, why are you not allowed to use it as an Erev? Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that Erev goes into effect, Soifa Yoy, meaning Betchilas Bein HaShemashes, so I understand why you can't use it as an Erev, because Betchilas Bein HaShemashes, it's not Trumas Meiser yet. If it's not Trumas Meiser, so it's Meiser Rishon, Shiloy Nitlami Menu Trumas Meiser, which means it's Tevel, right? We went through this this already. If it's Tevel, no one holds you can use Tevel as an Erev. But if you're going to tell me that it happens B'tchilas Hayoyim, which means Soif Ben Hashmashas, it all goes into effect Mishatachshach, it's going to be Trumas Maisa. Trumas Maisa, the Chachamim hold in the Mishnah, even a Yisrael's allowed to use, certainly a Kohen's allowed, but even a Yisrael's allowed. So Faith the Gemara, Elamiyata, Yarvu, Belogin, why was it so Pashim not allowed to use Login? Why can't you use the Login if you're going to tell me that the Erev goes into effect B'tchilas Hayoyim? So the Gemara says, well, it said earlier, being on Suda Haruyim, because it's halacha that you have to have a suda haruyim ibayyad. Meaning, it's true in your case of the login, it's possible that the eriv will be ra'oid at the time it needs to go into effect. But it's actually not enough. It has to be roi ready mibayjar. So the Gemara is now going to ask a kasha on this. It's like one long-winded question. Kasha, teretz, a kasha on the teretz, a teretz to that kasha, then a kasha on that teretz. Elo miyata, if you're going to tell me there's halacha, you need a suda roi mibayjar. Hard the time I learned to the Mishnah Belezer. Mishnah Belezer says, yandavasam achle Shabbos, beymil funeh, beymil achref. If yantif is succeeded by Shabbos, ma'ariv adam shnei eruvin. A person can make two eruvin. Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. What's the kasha? Hobi inan suda haruim ibayyayim v'leko. So the Gemara is assuming, ayin Rashi, a long Rashi, but the Gemara is assuming that this person who made an eruv l'mizruch and then l'mayriv, so he made his eruv at the far end of Mizrach. Meaning he walked up until the Alpayim Amah, that's the farthest point that you can make your eruv, and that's where he planted his eruv. And the next night, he wants his Erev to be on the far west. He's going to go as far as he can walk to Meiriv, and that's where he's going to plant his Erev. You know what the problem is? If this Yid's Makim Shvisa goes into effect the first night, which it does, and it's to Mizrach, and it's, let's say, up until Alpayim Amah from where he lives, so how far is his Erev to the Meiriv that he needs for the next night? It's almost 4,000 Amas. Now, it's not really a problem, because it's going to reset, and it's going to end up being a new era for the next night. But if there's a technical halacha, be'inan su'uda haru'uya mibayyayim, v'leka, if there's halacha, you need the su'uda haru'uya mibayyayim, this su'uda wasn't ru'uya mibayyayim, because it was out of reach. It's hu'ba makamecha, ve'ruva makamecha. He has no way of getting to that era, because mibayyayim, his era wasn't his house. Yeah, it's within reach of his house, but his Makom Shvisa is not his house. His Makom Shvisa is actually the far east, and now for the next night he wants it to be in the far west. So it's outside of his reach. So how does that work? So the Gemara says, "Mi sabes the manach lo b'seif apayim amah." You're making an assumption that you put a b'seif apayim amah lekan b'seif apayim amah lekan loy the manach lo b'seif elaf amah lekan lo b'seif elaf amah lekan. Meaning, it's an important piece of information that the only time according to Eliezer it works to make an erev l'mizrach for one night and to make an erev l'mayrav on the other night is if you do it in a way where enochinami. Where Enochinami, it's going to be within reach of your first Erev. Meaning the second Erev has to be within Alpayim Amah from your first Erev. And as long as you could do that, then the halach is, it's going to be okay. Zok to Gemara, another kasha. Elo, hold on, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, again, we're saying that you're not allowed to be Mechin Miyontif L'Shabbos, and we're saying that this Isra to be Mechin Miyontif L'Shabbos impacts the halachas of Tchumen. So Faith to Gemara, Rav Yehuda, that Meir said, if someone was Ma'ariv just by walking to the Makom Shvisa on the first day, he has to do it again on the second day. If he did it with Pas, Ma'ariv Pas B'yam Sheni. What's the kasha? Hakom mechin miyantiv l'Shabbos. Isn't this person being mechin miyantiv l'Shabbos? How could you be ma'ariv from one day to the next? Aren't you being mechin miyantiv l'Shabbos? Now the truth is, the Gemara already discussed this. So what's the Gemara's discussion here as well? I mean, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that no, the Erev goes into effect b'tchilas hayayim. It goes into effect b'alayla. So it's not yantiv being mechin l'Shabbos, it's Shabbos being mechin l'Shabbos. Again, just to reset for a second. The Gemara is asking a kasha on Rabba. Rabba said, there's an Isra Achonah. Rabbi's famous halacha throughout Shas, Hachana the Rab. And he said it impacts the laws of Tchumen. I can't make a Tchum or an Erev Tchumen from Yantav L'Shabbos because there's a problem of Hachana. Freak the Gemara. So what do you mean? Has a shtum with our Mishnah? Well, you see over here, there's an Indian of making it. So the Gemara says, no, it happens B'tchilas Hayoyim. So mean that happens B'tchilas Hayoyim, the Erev, when it goes into effect, it's not going into effect on Yantav L'Shabbos, it's going into effect on Shabbos as well. And now the Gemara, since Feitamol, is asking the same question. So Rashi asks the Kasha. And Rashi says that the Gemara's question here is not from the past part of what Rabbi Yehuda said, it's from the Ma'arev Biraglov part that he said. And the Gemara's kasha is, because the assumption is that if a person is being Ma'arev with pas, all you have to do is put the bread there. Meaning, all you have to do is put the Bakol Ma'arev in. All you have to do is put the Mazin Shtei Sudois. If, however, a person is being Ma'arev Biraglov, Boi Lemeima, I'm reading from Rashi, Shvisasi Ben Koimi. He has to add language, the first wide line. He has to say that I want to be shoyves in this place. It's very hard to be mechavan the tchilas ayoy. How is he going to be mechavan the shoyves? So being that you're not going to be able to be mechavan the shoyves, so inevitably there's a good chance you can end up doing it right before Shabbos. If you can end up doing it right before Shabbos, it comes out vayt that you're being mechin. So vishlan, when you're mechin with pas, you don't have to say anything. So you're right. Klati, shmaya gali, everything happens when it has to happen. But over here you have to talk. If you have to talk, how are you going to be mechavan that to end up saying what you have to say in the right time? He told him, who says you have to talk? If you can go and you can be quiet, you don't have to say anything. Who said you have to talk? You're making an assumption that you have to talk. Maybe just show up. So the Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. You mean Rabbi Yechon ben Uri? The Amar Chefzei Hefker Kodem Shvisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri has a shita that we know that the laws of Tchumen don't only apply to people. They apply to Kevim as well. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri holds, even a Chefetz that's Hefker is subject to the laws of Tchumen. Meaning, if it doesn't have an owner, it's subject to the laws of Tchumen. What we need is the Gemara's application to the Salacha. Rashi quotes it. The Gemara says, an afkamina of Rabbi Yechon ben Uri's Salacha is that if somebody's sleeping, he could be kind of shvisa. Is a shayla if someone could be kind of shvisa while he's sleeping? Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says, yeah. According to the Chachamim, you go to your Erev, you have to be awake. If you're sleeping, it's not going to work. So someone says, what's probably the machlokes? Oh, this shak levataya. Do you have to say shvisasi b'mkaymi? Or could you be quiet? Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says you could even be shloughing. So obviously, you don't have to say shvisasi b'mkaymi. Chachamim say you have to be awake. Probably like the Maksha held. You have to say shvisasi b'mkaymi. So is the Gemara's teretz that you don't have to say shvisasi b'mkaymi? The Azal Bashas are good. Even according to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, the Gemara says an obvious teretz. No, I feel tame Rabban. I'm not going to plead your Rabban and let Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. It's true, the Rabban argued to Rabbi Yechon ben Uri. But it's Elabi Yachin. They're coming to say that you can't be sleeping. Because you can't talk. If somebody's awake, the boy, the memar, matziyam, if you wanted to talk, he could talk. Even though he didn't talk, command the amradam, it's as if he talked. This was wordy. But the point is that even the chachamim agree that you just can't be sleeping. But kolaroy lepilo and pilo makavis, boy, as long as you're able to talk, that's going to be enough. One more question. I'm only rabba bar Rav Chanan labayo. Rav Bar Chanan told about, yeah, the shmile lemar. I think had the Rebbe heard, the Rebbe being rabba, who said achono the rabba, who said that there's a problem preparing an Erev Tchumen from Yontif to Shabbos. So Rabbi Barav Chana told Abaya that had the Rebbe heard the following braisa, a person not let it go to the end of his field, Leida Mahi Tzricha, so that after Shabbos, he'll be by the field and he'll be able to take care of business. Similar halacha. Leitayel Adam Al Pischoi Al Pesach Medina. A person shouldn't spatzir by the entranceway of the Medina. So that after Shabbos will be the first person who'll be able to run into the bathhouse. So Rabbi Barav Chana told about that had Rabbi heard this halacha, Hadabe, he would have been chayzer. Why would he have been chayzer? Because you see from here that there's a hachana issue even to just walk. Meaning, we were discussing hachana, planting the Erev. We were discussing talking, shvisasi b'mkaymi. What about walking? Whether you're ma'ariv bin Radlov or you're ma'ariv with the Suda, assuming you took it home the first night, which is the case in the Mishnah, you're going to have to walk. Elamai Rabba must have held that's not Achana. Promise him a foolish surprise that it is Achana. So the whole Shtickle Torah, literally, the whole Bira that we have was just Nafal. It just fell. Because if you're going to tell me there's a Achana issue, then this doesn't get started. Then how in the world are you able to... So the Gemara says it could be it's different. So he told him back, V'loi Hishamalei, Abaya told Rabbi Barav Chana, no, the Rebbe Rabbi knew this braisa. And not only that, V'loi Hadabei, he wasn't expelled from this braisa. Why? It's because Hasam over there, Muchacham Milsa. He said over there, it's Muchacham Milsa. It's obvious that this person is either wants to go to the bathhouse right after Shabbos, or he's doing business. He's preparing for something that he's going to have to do after Shabbos. But Hach over here, Lav Muchacham Milsa. Over here, there's nothing muchach. Why not? Because over here, what's the person doing? He's walking towards the east. So, who is this person? One of two options. Itzurim Rabbananu. If he's a Tzurim Rabbananu, Rabbi Yishmaita Moshcha say, he's fatifed in a sugya. So he's just wandering a little bit. V'yamaretzu, and if he's an Amaretz, Amrina Chamer Irchasa, he's looking for his chamar, he's looking for his donkey. But either way, it's not muchach that what he's doing is wrong. And because it's not muchach that what he's doing is wrong, says for that reason, he said, I think over here, Rabbi would have never been chayzer, he would have never applied his halach of chonah the Rabbi simply by walking. Put something there, yeah. If you say something, yeah. But simply for walking, that's not going to be an issue. So again, what did we just do? We had a Mishnah that took us through an entire daf, a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, how you view Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos as it relates to the halachos of Erev Tchumen. Rabbi Eliezer said that Yontif and Shabbos as it relates to Tchumen are shtei kedushos. They're two separate days. They're both kadosh. They're both subject to the laws of Ayetze Ishmim Koymoy B'yoy Mashvi. As a result, they both have the halachos of Erev Tchumen. But at the same time, they're separate days. And because they're separate days, you look at the 2 days as if they were two separate Shabbosos. And just like Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Bereishis, I can make an Erev L'Mizrach, and then Parashas Noach, I can make it L'Mayriv. So the same is true for the Yontav HaSavach L'Shabbos. One day I can make it in this direction, and the other way I can make it in that direction. The Chumim said that as it relates to Shabbos and Yontif, regarding Tchumim, we look at them as being Chodeh Kedusha. And if there's Chodeh Kedusha, it's like a Yom HaRichto. And just like you can't take one day of Shabbos and say, half the day I want my Erev to be L'Mizrach, and the other half the day I want it to be L'Mayriv, so too when you have a Yontif HaSamach L'Shabbos, the Halach is going to be the same. You can't say, on Yontif I want it here, and on Shabbos I want it there, but rather the Yontif and the Shabbos are treated as Chodeh Kedusha. So you want an Erev, that's fine. It's going to be for 2 days and pick a side. That's basically the way it works. We saw in the course of the Gemara that this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim has implications in the sugya of Beish and all the Yontif. The Gemara applied it rather fleetingly. In fact, this Gemara right now is very much a sugya right out of the beginning of Masechtas Beis. Additionally, what we saw in the Gemara was a discussion on whether or not it's okay for me to make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos or not. And the way the Gemara was titled it was very simple. That according to the Chachamim, that Yontif and Shabbos is viewed as one day, it's pasha, you can't make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah is talking about where you made the Erev on Erev Yontif, for Yontif and for Shabbos. What if I didn't do anything on Erev Yontif? On Yontif, I woke up in the morning, I decided, you know what, I have a Kiddush, I'm going. I didn't think I was going to go, I'm going to go. I want to hear the Shir. So that's something you can decide. What about the Tchumen? Could I make an Erev Tchumen on Yontif? So at first glance, the Gemara said that Bishlam, according to Chachamim, it's obvious that you can't, because that's like making an Erev 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's something you certainly can't do. According to Rabbi Eliezer, what's going to be the Halach? And the Gemara came out that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Halach is you can't do it. And the reason is because at the end of the day, there's a Hachana problem. And we know Hachana the Rabbah, and you can't be Mechin from Yontif to Shabbos, and by you going and making an Erev Tchumen on Yontif, you're inevitably going to be Mechin for Shabbos, and that in and of itself is going to be an issue. The Noida B'Yehuda, in his Tzlach, and this is also in the Shailos Tshuvas, Noida B'Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Erech Chaim Simen Memches, discusses a Shaila that's very much relevant to today's daf. A shaila that you would think is discussed by the Rishonim, but the Noda B'Yehuda said that much to his surprise, Iyanti, I was Ma'ayin, and I found that the following halacha that I'm about to discuss is not Mefurish, Loi B'Bavli, Loi B'Yerushalmi, Loi B'Taisefta, Loi B'Poiskim, Rishonim, and Mefursamim. Harif, Vaharambam, Vaharosh, Vaharshulchan Aruch. He says, it's amazing. It's like such an obvious question. And for some reason, he says, nobody discussed the Shaila. What was the Noida B'Yehuda Shaila? Noida B'Yehuda Shaila was, if you have a 2 day Yontif, like we have in Chutz La'aretz, can you make an Erev Tchumen on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif, or can you not? The Gemara discussed making an Erev from Yontif L'Shabbos. Shabbos L'Yontif. What about making an Erev from the first day Yontif to the second day Yontif? Is that something that you'd be able to do? Or is that something that you wouldn't be able to do? And the Noda B'Yehuda and the Tzlach goes through this very clearly and very methodically. He says, let's think this through together. He says, the truth is that if you make a sikkum on all the sugyas that talk about this, there's three reasons in Chazal why you can't make an Erev Tchumen on Yontif for Shabbos. Or from Shabbos to Yontif. Two of them were mentioned in the sugya in Erev and Daf Lamed Chesam et al. Number one, you have the Chachamim Shita, Rav didn't paskin like Chachamim, but you have the Chachamim Shita that we look at Yontif and Shabbos as being Chodeh Kedusha. And being that it's Chodeh Kedusha, so just like you can't make an Erev Tchumen in the middle of the day on Shabbos, so too you wouldn't be able to make an Erev Tchumen from Yontif to Shabbos. It's the same problem. The Gemara said that even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Shtei Kedusha, is saying, but there's a Hachana problem. You can't be making from Yontif to Shabbos. There's a third issue, however, says the Noda B'Yehuda, which was not mentioned in our sugya, but is mefurish in a Gemara Masechtas Beis Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, what is Erev Tchumen? The lashon you find in Chazal is kinyan shvisa. Right, when a person makes an Erev Tchumen, what's he doing? He's being koina a makoim l'shvisa. I mean, is he really being koina the makoim? This is yours, like a bar b'shus harabim is yours. But there's a concept of, it's as if it's yours. You have some sort of imaginative kinyan in this place. But Chazal referred to it as kinyan nonetheless. And the Gemara says in Beya, in Perek Yontif, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that a person can't make an Erev Tchumen on Yontif. And the reason is, because Lemikni Shvisa B'Shabata Loi. You can't be koina makam shvisa. You can't make a kinyan on Yontif. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. I mean that you can't make a kinyan on Yontif. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. So it's for that reason this is going to be. So there's three reasons, says the Noda B'Yehuda, if you make a sikkum, why you can't be koina or an Erev Tchumen in Yontif l'Shabbos. You have the Chachamim Shita, it's Chodeh Kedusha, it's like making an Erev in the middle of the day. That's something you can't do. You have Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, who holds really it's day kedushas, but the Gemara says there's a hachana problem. And then you have the Gemara Beit, Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph, that says the mikdash shvisa b'shabbat alay. So it says the Noda Yehuda, how would this relate to a 2-day yontif? If you have a 2-day yontif, yontif is Monday and Tuesday. It's yontif sheni shel galuyos. And now on Monday afternoon, it's yontif right now. You want to make an erev tchumah for the second day yontif. So should this be a problem or should this not be a problem? Says the Noda Yehuda that. Let's go through the three reasons. According to the Chachamim, that hold that it's Chodik Kedusha, it's Mavur, and the Sugi's in the beginning of Masech Tezbeya, that as it relates to 2 days of Yontif, it's Pasha that we look at them as Shtei Kedushas. Be'ya Shenolda Bezeh is Muteres Lezeh. It's Pasha, the Gemara says, that in this, as it relates to the Halachos of 2 days Yontif, no one in the world holds that we look at it as Chodik Kedusha. Everyone holds a Shtei Kedusha. So the Shitas of the Chachamim, that making an Erev, the first day Yontif is like making an Erev in the middle of the day on Shabbos. That's simply not true. The second idea we had was Hachana. What's Hachana? You're not allowed to be Mechin from Yontif for Shabbos. If you want to be Ma'ariv on Yontif for Shabbos, you can't do that. Because you're running into Hachana problem. Says the Noda Yehuda. But what's the Hachana issue going to be over here? Over here there's no Hachana. He says, because Mamanavshach. Why are you keeping 2 days Yontif? The whole idea of Yontif Sheni Shel Galuyos, and we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But the whole idea of Yontif Sheni Shel Galuyos, everybody knows, it's related to a Safek. There was a study. And Sheikh Chutzlois, they didn't know when Bezin was Mekadosh Lechaydish. And as a result, they had no idea what was flying. They didn't know when it was Yontif. Oh, you don't know when it's Yontif, so you go ahead and you make 2 days Yontif. But in reality, Klapi Shmaya Galuyos is only 1 day Yontif. So being that there's only 1 day Yontif, so essentially what you have is a weekday. And you have a Yontif. So it says the night of the Mamanavshach. If today that I want to make the Erev is Yontif, then I'm not doing anything wrong anyways. Because tomorrow, I'm not being making for tomorrow. Tomorrow is anyways Chol. Tomorrow, I can do whatever I want. And if tomorrow's Yontif, and that's why I need an Erev for tomorrow, then today is Chol. So I have no problem being making anyways. So based on that Svara, weiter it shouldn't be a problem. Says the Neidu Yehuda. What about the third reason? The Gemara says, Be'er Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph, that there's another issue, that you can't be koino a Mokim Shvisa on Yontif, why? Because Lemikni Shvisa B'Shabbat Olay. Because you have a Mekach HaMemka problem. And the truth is that if you go through that Gemara, it's a little beyond the scope of this raid bite. But if you go through the Gemara over there, it's Mavu and the Gemara. The Gemara was discussing that this would be true even if Yontif was on Thursday, Friday, and then Tim Shabbos. So if you have Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos, it's Mavu and the Gemara, you wouldn't be able to make an Erev Tchumim on Thursday for Shabbos or on Friday for Shabbos. I mean, even though you're getting involved in a Yontif Sheni Shel Galuyos, still this is something that you wouldn't be able to do. Says the Noda Yehuda, okay, so you see there's a problem making a kinyan. So l'chur, if there's a kinyan problem, that this should be an issue. So here the Noda Yehuda already says a chiddush, and he says that it could be that's different. He says, when you want to make a kinyan from Yontif onto Shabbos, maybe Chazal had a problem with it, because at the end of the day, you're making a kinyan for a day that you vaday need a kinyan. Meaning, if you want to go outside of the Tchum on Shabbos, you need a kinyan. You need an Erev Tchumen. If you don't have an Erev Tchumen, it's not something you can do. So, you want to make from Yontif to Shabbos? Yeah, how can you do that? You're making a kinyan. So, you'll tell me, what about 2 days Yontif? What would be the eights of 2 days Yontif? So, maybe make one on the first day Yontif and on the second day Yontif and make like a Tanai. If today is Yontif, then tomorrow's Chol. And if today is Chol, then tomorrow's Yontif. Work with a Tanai Digger Svara. The problem is, at the end of the day, I'm trying to make a kinyan. Because I want to go Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, I vaday need a kinyan in order to be able to go Chutz L'Tchum. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, but if I simply have 2 days Yontif, that's all I have, and I don't have any Shabbos in the equation, then why in the world should I not be able to make a tchumen today for tomorrow? It's the same amount of Shalcheshben. If today's Yontif, then I have a problem. How can I make a kinyan? But it's not a kinyan, because I'm doing it for tomorrow, which is chav. The whole chavtz of the kinyan shvisa is if I'm making it for a day that I'm not allowed to carry, that I'm not allowed to go chutz l'tchum, and I'm using it to go chutz l'tchum. That's where it's chav. The kinyan shvisa is an imaginary kinyan. So it's only a kinyan if I need the kinyan. If I don't need the kinyan, this is a lumdus, then it's not a kinyan. So said the Rebbe Yehuda, if today is yontif, then tomorrow's chav. I don't need a kinyan. It's a garnish katan. And if tomorrow's yontif, so I need a kinyan. So today's chav. So I actually didn't do anything. So he said, the money of shach, it's not a problem. I think Gemara said the mikni. The Gemara was handling making it on yontif or Yontif Sheni, at least for a day where you need the kinyan. But over here, maybe I don't even need the kinyan. So the bottom line is, said the Neidah Behuda. He says, you want to know why I think the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and the Tesefta and the Paiskam and Rishon and for some of the Rift, the Ram and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, no one discussed this? Because I think it's Pashit. If you have 2 days Yontif, you can make an Erev Tchumen on the first day for the second day. You can't do it from Yontif to Shabbos, you can't do it from Shabbos to Yontif. You want to do it from one day Yontif to the other day Yontif, you could do it. And you know why? In short, it's based on a Mamon of Shach. Because at the end of the day, is today Yontif, then tomorrow's Chol. So I'm not doing it. anything. And if tomorrow's Yontif, then today's Chol. Because at the end of the day, this is what we need. At the end of the day, they're not both Yontif. Only one of these 2 days is Yontif. I mean that only one of these 2 days is Yontif. So, Meman of Shach, you can make a cheshbon and you can make this work. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin in the Shoyl Meshif, and this is a Madura Tinyon, it's Chelik Beis, it's Simen Ayin Beis, a very, very long tshuva. It's all about Tchumen. It's Hafoichba Vafoichba de Kulaba as it relates to Tchumen. It's like 15 pages long. There's so much there. But he starts his tshuva by bringing this tzlach, this Noidib Yehuda. He brings the chiddush of the Noidib Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosef Shol Nachmanson says that even though the Noidib Yehuda worked out all the math, and he was able to somehow make this work, but I think the maskana Noidib Yehuda was incorrect. I would disagree respectfully with the Noidib Yehuda's psak. I think if you have 2 days Yontif, it's no different than Yontif L'Shabbos. And the punchline is very yisoidistic in terms of understanding a two-day yontif. Yana de Yayma. And that is as follows. He says, it's true. Chazal would koyveya 2 days yontif for Chutzlaris because the Bnei Chutzlaris had no idea what was going on. They didn't know. They Pashut didn't know. Right? They used to have an Eitzah, but then the Kutim messed them up. The Mishnayas and Mesachtas Rosh Hashan. They just simply had no idea when yontif was. So sometimes there were people that when yontif came around, they didn't know when Bezin was Mekadosh to Chodesh. So by default, they ended up keeping 2 days yontif, but says the Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin, Lafia nearest IT Nir, the Ney, the Midai Raisa, the MS Chadminayu Chol. Even though it's true on a biblical level, one of these 2 days is Chol. That was the Noid Behuda's whole Cheshman. Aval Al Koponim, Kol de Chazal Osu Yontif Sheini Lechol Mili. Once Chazal went ahead and they made it into a Yontif. So what happened was Yontif Sheini got a din Yontif, not Mitoira Safik, but it got a din Yontif, Mitoira Zvada. Now, it's true there are coolers in Yontif Sheni, but those coolers were set out from the onset. But in terms of any cooler that the Chachamim didn't carve out when they were masaking Yontif Sheni is a regular day Yontif. And you have no right to look at every Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni as one big suffix and start applying, staking the Rabbanim for coolers and the Cheshbonos that the Noid of Yehuda made. He said, I think it's incorrect. Once the Chachamim were masaking the Yontif Sheni, it's a Yontif Sheni. And here's the punchline. He says, Va'adirabba, because everybody knows the Gemara says that once upon a time we relied on Bezdin in order to determine when the new month was. And as a result, there were people that lived far away from Bezin, they had no idea when it was, and they ran into issues. He said, but today, the Gemara says, Anam Bikiyin Bikfiyah D'Yarcha. We know, we have a calendar today. Hillel set up a calendar. We know exactly what's going on. So why do we keep 2 days Yontif? Minagav Yisayinu B'Yadeinu. It's all about Minig. So he says, today there's no Suffolk. So if there's no Suffolk, why should you down it as a Suffolk? And still Chazal said, Minagav Yisayinu B'Yadeinu, you're going to keep a 2 day Yontif? So that means, B'Tayyaz Vadeh is a 2 day Yontif. He says, Dishloim once upon a time, I can hear it sad. But today, zikr, there's no tzad that it's misafik. Because today we know what's going on. We know what's flying today. We know exactly what's happening. And afal pike, Chazal said, and the guy be saying to be a day. So what gives you a garech? Keep it as a... Oh, because once upon a time, when the yidden kept a 2 day yontif, it was because they didn't know. So memela die and love him and I didn't. Leah's canadun. So today we're also going to keep it like a 2 day yontif. Echatesi, said Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin. Either way, so Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin disagreed with the psak halach of the Noid of Yehuda. He said, you can't make an erev tchumen from the first day Yontif, the second day Yontif. Machlokes and Hilchas Tchumen, but as we mentioned in the beginning of the daf, the implications of this machlokes is big time. Because we have a shayla, when you have a 2 day Yontif for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, how do you view the 2 days? Klapi Shmaya, if you look in the Torah, there's supposed to be 1 day Yontif, not 2 days Yontif. The reason there were 2 days Yontif is because there were Yidden that lived far away. They Pasha had no idea what was going on. Today we know, Minagabi saying to be a day. But how do you view the 2 days Yontif? Do you look at it as if one of the 2 days is Yontif? So if you have a way among this to work out a mamonosh of cheshbon, 1 day's yontif, 1 day's chayil, so it's like you have 2 pieces of meat, one's kosher, one's not kosher, you have a gerech to start cheshboning based on that reality, so 1 day's yontif, 1 day's not, 1 day's kodesh, 1 day's chayil, that's the way the Noid Behuda understood it. But Yosef Shol Natanzin saw it a little bit differently. He said that no, I disagree. I think that today, both days yontif are yontif mivada, you can't make the cheshbonis that the Noid Behuda made, the second day yontif is there. It's a little more cooler day because the chachamim and initially, they instituted certain coolers. But in terms of understanding the relationship between the 2 days Yontif, they're both regular days of Yontif. But I think there's a third shita in terms of understanding Yontif Sheni Shel Galuyos. And that is from the Hilchos Chasam Sofer. And this is from a tshuva. In Shailos HaTshuvos Chasam Sofer, it's a Meir Chaim. It's tshuva Kuf Memhe. And this tshuva is interesting for 2 reasons. First of all, it's interesting because the shoyl in the tshuva was Reb Shloima Kluger, the great Reb Shloima Kluger. It's also interesting because the Chasam Sofer wrote this tshuva in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph. We've spoken in the past about the year 1831, Tavkuv Tzadik Aleph. The Chasam Sofer was very, very sick in the year Tavkuv Tzadik Aleph. He was so sick that he was literally a goyses, and he started preparing for the next world in the year Tavkuv Tzadik Aleph. And literally, Bechemlas Hashem, the Eibishter gave us the Chasam Sofer for another 9 years. But the Chasam Sofer was very, very sick in the year Tavkuv Tzadik Aleph, to the point where he gave certain drushes about where he held that he was ready to leave this world. So either way, the Chasam Sofer was away. He wasn't in Pressburg. He was recovering from his illness that he had in the year Tavkuv Tzadik Aleph, and he responded to the following shaila that was sent him by one of the Gedolei Agor, Reb Shlomo Kluger. There was a person that was very, very sick. He was lying on his deathbed. This person had a wife. He had no children. And when he died, his wife was going to fully Yibum. That's okay. The problem is, the brother, the one Yavam, lived in Rome. He lived very, very far away. And it was going to be impractical for the Yavama, this Almana, to ever make it to her husband. And as a result, the assumption was that she was going to end up being an Aguna for the rest of her life. Go find this guy in Rome. It was going to be too challenging. And there was a Rav there, and the Rav came up with an Eitzah. He said that, I'm going to tell you what you could do. He gave the husband, this man, who's lying on his deathbed, this was on the second day Shavuos, that's an important piece of information, it was on the second day Shavuos, and he told his husband, you can write a get to your wife. If she's divorced, she's a Grusha, she doesn't fully Yibum, and like this, she's not going to be in a good. This was the second day Yontif. It was Yontif, you're not going to write a Yontif. He said, you can do it. He said, why? Because it's only Yontif Sheni. And there's a cheshbon over here of Aguna. So he said, Mishum Aguna Kilo Bei Rabbanon. So he said, you can go ahead and do it. Reb Shlomo Kluger heard about what happened, and Reb Shlomo Kluger couldn't believe it. And he was moichel. He says, you can allow a man to write on Yontif. How could you allow a man to write on Yontif? Either way, there was a very, very big tumult. And he writes to the Chasam Sofer that there was one Gadol that held very stark against him. And the Gadol told the Reb Shlomo Kluger, it sounds like, or at the very least, Reb Shlomo Kluger started feeling a little bit of a guilty conscience, as if kol d'neho isha tzoyekes elai lemar ke anichi avdi bedamo, that because of my psak, I'm the one that caused her not to be able to get married. And he said that even though I thought I was right, but there was one gadol that held I was wrong, and he said, I couldn't come to myself, because I thought maybe this gadol's right. Who is this gadol? And the tshuva, they don't tell you who it is. But if you have the Mechon Hamar edition of the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, it says that this gadol was Rabbi Elazar Landau. He was an enikel of the Noida B'Yehuda, his grandson, the Bal Yad HaMelech al Rambam. And he said, Rabbi Elazar Landau was one of the Goyim in Europe. He lived in Brod, by the way. That's where Reb Shlomo Kluger lived. The story must have taken place in Brod. And he felt that Reb Shlomo Kluger was wrong. This man ended up dying, and he never divorced his wife. She ended up in Aguna. And Reb Shlomo Kluger felt very, very guilty. And he asked the Chasam Sofer for Dibrei Chizik. He asked the Chasam Sofer, what does the Chasam Sofer hold? He said, was I right? Or was Rabbi Elazar Landau right? So the Chasam Sofer wrote him like this. He said, I'll tell you the truth, I'm so shvach. He said, you wouldn't even believe how shvach I am. I don't have koyach. He said, I can't think clearly. He said, not just that, I don't have all my svarim, the chavnish diri shayinim. He said, and I don't have my tshuva svarim, I don't have the poiskim. And not just that, this is not really negay, Allah lemaisa, because whatever happened, happened. But he said, Al-Kaina Marti, but I said to myself, I saved the kavod atayra adif. That if this was a shayla of Allah, I'm not so sure I would have answered. He said, but I see that it bothers Reb Shlomo Kluger, it bothers the Gadol Adar, and there's a shabachin of not of Allah lemaisa, something that's more valuable than Allah lemaisa. It's a question of kavod atayra. So he said, I saved the kavod atayra adif, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to respond. So the Chasam Sofer went and responded. And in his response, he spoke out the taina of Rabbi Elazar Landau a little bit more clearly. Rabbi Elazar Landau came with a very big chat. His chat was like this. He said that it's mavur in the Zohar HaKadosh that if a person dies and he leaves over no children, his neshama, the neshama of the meis, is in some state of sakana. This is, of course, above our pay grade. But al pi kabbalah, binyanei hanestaros, this neshama is in some sort of situation. And yibum and chalitza, that somehow serves as being a tikkun for the neshama. That means there's some element of tikkun for the mace that's at play when you have a person who died, he left a wife, no children, and there was no yibum, and there was no chalitza done. So he said, if that's the case, I have a chat. The Gemara says in Masechtas Beedav Vav and Aleph that yontif sheni legabe meis kechol shavur rabbanon. That yontif sheni for a meis, the rabbanon treated mamish like as if it's a weekday, right? When it comes to kfura, chavik kadisha, they do everything they have to do on yontif sheni. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara has a very sharp lashon. It's kechol shavur rabbanon. The rabbanon literally views yontif as if it's a weekday. It's a lashon on Gemara. So he said, if that's the case, this is a tzairich for the meis, because the Zohar says says that the neshama of the mace is in a very big sakana. So he said, being that this is a matzav of sakana for the mace, so he felt that maybe kechol shavu rabbana, meaning in general, yontav sheni is kuladik, and we're dealing with neshama guna kilu be rabbana. But the punchline of Rabbi Elazar Landau was this nakuda. He said there's an inyan of kechol shavu rabbana, and being kechol shavu rabbana, this is being done for the mace. So if this is being done for the mace, I have a feeling that maybe this is something that you'd be able to do. So the Chasam Sofer wrote a 10-page tshuva without sfarim, and this is what he wrote back to Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. He told him, I have one tzushtel to this ha'ara. You know what my tzushtel is? It's a psak from the Agoyis Maimonis that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Archaim and Hilchas Yontif. It's in Simin Tov Kuf Chav Vav. The context over there is a nefel that Rachmano Litzlan dies and it's Yontif Sheni. So the minig is they do bris mila on a nefel. If a nefel dies with an arla, so the minig is someone does they do a bris mila. So nefalim says the Shulchan Aruch shenagu lahaser or lasam b'tzroir evanay b'kana. Aser afilu b'yantav sheni shalgalis. The halach is this is something that you're not allowed to do b'yantav sheni shalgalis. This is not something that you're allowed to do on yantav. Said the Chasam Sofer, what's the reason that we always do? What's the reason that we always do a mila on a nefel that dies with an arla? It's never chayef in Mila. So if it's never chayef in Mila, what's the reason for it? So it's based on a medrash rab, but this medrash is actually tied into something that we spoke about not long ago. Amar Rab Levi, Lassel Lavoi, Avram Avinu Yoshev al Pesach Gehenna. Who Yoshev Kechay Mayayim, right? Avram Avinu sits al Pesach al Gehenna. Ve'inim aniach adam mal mi Yisrael leilu d'taycha. And he doesn't allow any person that's gemalit to enter Gehenna. Ve'oysim shechatu, Yoshev midai. So what happens if someone did a lot of averes? No, if someone had a bris mila, when he was 8 days old, that's it, he can never go to Gehenna. What if someone was chayt the yoyser midai? Ma oisalam was a kadosh baruch hu do. Maver es ha'arla me'al gabi tinoikes shemesu ad shalay malo. A kadosh baruch hu goes, he removes the arla from a child that died without bris mila, v'nois na'aleyem, puts it on these people, so now this mahol suddenly is an arla. Avram Avinu doesn't recognize him as a mal, thinks he's an old marid in the Gehenna. And this child ends up going, this person ends up going to Gehenna. So the Eved takes the arlis of the children that died without bris mila, and he puts it on these poshim. So it comes out that any child that's buried with an arla, there's a sakana, not for the child, this is a sakana for this poshim. Because this poshaya that was chayt to yoysim idai, as long as he's gemalt, he's not getting into Gehenna. Avram Avinu's protecting him. But this is the way he somehow gets the arla of this child, that's how he ends up being in Gehenna. That's the reason we do a bris mila on a child that's born, a Nebuchadnezzar that dies. This is the reason we do the bris mila. It's to protect the poshim. Afal pikein, the halacha Shulchan Aruch is, Nefalim shenagu leheser ar lasim b'tzor evay b'kana asra afilu b'yantav sheni shagalis. But a yantav sheni shagalis, we don't do it. Why don't we do it? So the truth is that Agoyis Maimon himself asked this question. And that Agoyis Maimon, he said that you have to say that that is not a tzushtel to the halacha. That's not enough of a reason for us to go ahead and to violate yantav. How are you going to violate yantav? So he said, you're not going to violate yantav because when you remove the arla is muktzah. Hestamaisa, the arla is muktzah. So because the arla is muktzah, you're going to run into a muktzah problem. So it says the Chasam Sofer, I'm mamish don't understand what's going on over here. You're worried about the epoishin that a mamish going to end up in Shoil Tachis. And you're worried about a mukta? That's what you're worried about? But he says, V'oid, I'll ask you a much better kasha. He says, if the Rebbe Lozal Landau's Gerech, if the ones that had time is Rabbi Shlomo Kluger Gerech, that being that the Gemara says, Yontif Sheni, Legabi Mace, Kechol Shavu Rabbanon, this is a mace. Which mace? The poishin. The poishim are mason, so for the covet of those mason, to protect them from not having to go into Gehenim, it should be kechol, so why are you worried about muktzah for? You can bury them, you can be over the rices. So why are you worried about muktzah? I don't understand, kechol shavu rabbanan. So why are you worried about muktzah? So the Chasam Sofer says, you have to say one of a few things. This is how he goes through this. He says, maybe, pshat is, because the end of the day, it's all gebayt on a medrash. Maybe as it relates to a medrash is, you're right, mace, yantiv shein is kechol shavu rabbanan. But you don't have a real basis over here that there's the tzarech of a mace. It's all based on what? It's based on a medrash. Maybe a medrash rabbi in Parshas Vayera. Maybe the Olech Lecha. Maybe this is not enough of a reason. Says the Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, Kal v'choim Rabbi Elazar Landau's taina is not a taina. Because who was Rabbi Elazar Landau coming from? He was coming from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if somebody dies, b'loy banim, and there's no yibam, there's no chalitza, it's a big sakana. And that's why he wanted to get him out of this mess. Let him give a get. Like this, you won't have to worry about the mace. Yontif sheni, kechol shavu rabbanon. This is his lashon. The hashto imkain amru b'masha huskev medrash rabba. If this is true for a medrash rabba, eich neko b'isadai raisa, but abashalai niska b'shum medrash agluyu lanu, ki yim b'han istari she'in lanu esik b'hem, she'in l'meinim alach al piyem. If a medrash rabba is not enough of a reason, the two of kamei certainly is zayir hakadosh. This is the Chassam Sofer who said this many times, that Ein Lanu Esek Bin Astaris. So he says, as it relates to a Zaya, I can't relate to, I can't work with Zayas in Halacha. He says, if that's the case, that's not going to be enough of a reason. He says, alternatively, maybe the reason, maybe Pshat and Agayis Maimini, the reason we don't rely on that Taino over there is the fact that you're saving the Paishim, is because he's dealing with Dinah Shamas. Maybe the Gemara Mesachtes Beya, Kamesh, Abir Rabbanon, that's when you're dealing with the Guf. But when you're dealing with the Neshama of the Mace, that's already a whole different Cheshmer. Says, okay, here, you're also dealing with the Neshama. So if you're dealing with the Neshama, you can't allow this person to write a get beyond the Sheni based on this Cheshmer, because at the end of the day, what you're dealing with is the Neshama. But said the Chassam Sofer, I have a hunch that maybe Pshat is something else. Maybe that guy's Maimini was coming from a whole other angle. And this is something we spoke about a lot recently. And that is, maybe that guy's Maimini held that it's true, it's a very Chashav Azach to go ahead and to remove the Arla from the Nefel to protect the Poishim who may end up with this Arla so that Avram Avinu, as in the Gemara, Erev and Yotessam and Aleph, won't recognize the Poishim as Mahulim, will recognize him as a Reilim, and as a result he won't end up protecting them. Could be there's a very, very big tzarech. But at the end of the day, in order for you to save these Poishim, you're going to have to violate an Isser. An Isser Muktza. V'chi oimrim la'odim chatei k'deisha yizaka chavera. So maybe that's Pshat. It's not because it's only a medrash. What's wrong with a medrash? And it's not because we're dealing with the neshama of the mace as opposed to the guf of the mace. The neshama is nitzchi. The guf is... Now, why is the neshama? The covet for the neshama is any erudite from the covet from the... But maybe the reason is because v'chi oimrim ba'odin chatei k'deishi yizakir chaver. So the chassam says, what do you mean? Then why are you ever allowed to be mechal or yontif sheni for a mace? He says, no, dear, it's different. Because once Chazal said, the mitzvah is, there's a din that... Yontif Sheni's nitcha, mipnei, going ahead and being mechal for the mace. So it's poshit, you have an asay doicha lois asay. It's not a ged of chi'oimim la'odim chatei kadei shi'zakir chaveir. The person that's being metampo with the mace is not doing an aveir. He says, but over here, there's like a no mitzvah. He says, no, you can't tell me it's a mitzvah. You can't tell me it's a mitzvah. It's a shayla of saving the neshama. So why should I sacrifice my neshama to save your neshama? So he says, maybe that's all that guy's maimini meant. Maybe he meant chi'oimim la'odim chatei kadei shi'zakir chaveir. Not that there's no gather of covet for that mace, maybe there is. Not that it's a medrash, zayar, no, that's not what he meant. He meant poshet. Why should I go ahead and violate mukta to save this poshaya, this neshama? He should have been more careful when he was alive. Why do I have to go ahead? Says the Chassam Sofer, we're getting to the punchline. Because if you're going to tell me that this is the reason, it's as v'chiyom l'odim chatei shizak chaver, then it's not a tzushtel to Reb Shlomo Kluger of Elazar Landau's case. You know why? Because Rav Shlomo Kluger and Rav Elazar Landau, they were discussing a case where this person wasn't Paisheya, Nebuch, he's a Chayla, and we're trying to save his Neshama. Those Paishim, they were Paishim. By definition, that's who they are. Being that they were Paishim over there, V'chi Oimrim La'odim Chatei Kedei Sheyazakir Chavera, but said the Chassam Sofer literally Varfin Kol HaTayr Kula, he said, this person is not a Paisheya. If he's not a Paisheya, then we don't have the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amid Aleph, V'chi Oimrim La'odim Chatei Kedei Sheyazakir Chavera. We have a different Gemara. Erev and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, Nichal Eile Chaver, Deliyavid Yisura Kalila, V'lo Liyavid Amaretz Yisura Rabba. So he says, if that's the case, so it's the wrong Tushtel. The Magen Avraham already said in Erechayim Reish Nun Dalet that this a steer between the two Gemaras, and what's the main teretz Tosfos? All the Rishonim say a bunch of terutim. Is he a Paisheya? Is he not a Paisheya? But being that we're saying that the main teretz is Paisheya, that's the Magen Avraham Zachro. And in that case, he was a Paisheya. This case, he wasn't a Paisheya. So maybe over here, we should bail him out. But says the Chassam Sofer, it's a Tos. And here's the punchline. The reason it's a Tos is because this is not a question of Isura Kalila versus an Isura Rabba. What would the assumption be? Go ahead and be Mechalel Yontif Sheni Shalgalias, which is an Isura Kalila, to save this woman, this Aguna, which is a question of Isura Rabba. But says the Chassam Sofer, I think it's a Tos. Because the truth is that saving this woman, there's no Issa taking place over here. What's the Issa? The man is leaving his wife as an Aguna, he's an Aynes Nabuch. If it wasn't Yontif, he'd write a get. He's not doing anything wrong. There's no Isura Rabba. And he says, you think Yontif Sheni is Isura Kalila? He says, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush that I once said. And that is, I think Yontif Sheni Shel Galias is so chamor, I think it's Asur Midai Raisa. Not only is it a Drabanon, but it's actually an Issa Dei Raisa. And the reason is, because we say in Ataras Nadarim, that if someone's Noig Chumra, right, Gimel Palm, if somebody makes a Neder, it takes on a life of its own. L'yachal Devar, it gets a Din of a Dei Raisa. So the Chassam Sofer said that Yontif Sheni Shel Galias was Minig Abiseinu B'Yadeinu. Chai Yisrael took upon themselves that every Yid that lives in Chutz La'aretz is going to keep 2 days Yontif. And if every single Yid that's living in Chutz La'aretz is going to keep 2 days Yontif, so it's going to come out. If every Yid living in Chutz La'aretz is going to keep 2 days Yontif, so it was a Neder Shehuda Barab, and all Chai Yisrael took upon themselves this nether. And if all Klai Yisrael took upon this nether, has a din of a deraisa. Ayufan Kulas, You're right. This kulois been a gay of things they didn't take upon themselves. But if avivite they took it upon themselves, so it comes out, it's a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, what's the Isura Kalila and what's the Isura Rabba? The Isura Kalila is this man who's letting his wife Nebuch be an aguna. It's out of his control. The Isura Rabba is for us to violate the Issa Shabbos and going ahead and writing again on Shabbos. He said, I think the Isura Kalila, the Isura Rabba is in the reverse. But either way, it's interesting, by the way. The Chassam Sofer wrote this tshuva, Yud Zayin Tammuz, Tovkuf Tzadigalov, Toiv Tammuz. He wrote it on Shivasa the Tammuz in Tovkuf Tzadigalov. He wrote it to Reb Shlomo Kluger to appease Reb Shlomo Kluger, to show Reb Shlomo Kluger, say the Kavanah Torah Adif, that his psak was 100% right, and he doesn't have to worry. Reb Elazar Landau, it seems, he was worried about Reb Elazar Landau. He told him he doesn't have to worry about it. I looked it up. Reb Elazar Landau was nifter on Yud Aleph Tammuz, Tovkuf Tzadigalov. He actually wrote this tshuva during the shiva of Reb Elazar Landau. I'm sure the Chassam Sofer didn't know that. He was away, he was recuperating from his terrible illness that he had. But he was writing this because Reb Shlomo Kluger felt the pressure a little bit from Reb Elazar Landau. The Maisi, he ended up writing the tshuva during the shiva of Reb Elazar Landau. This whole issue seemed to a little bit have gone away. But either way, it was to appease the conscience of Reb Shlomo Kluger. But Hayoitza Mikol Hanal is that as it relates to Yontif Sheni Shagolos, you have 2 days Yontif. You have 2 days. How do you view these 2 days Yontif? Do you say to yourself, one day's Yontif, I just don't know which one. But one day's Yontif, one day's Chayil. One day's Yontif, one day's Chayil. That's the Noida Yehuda in Erechayim, Tinyana, Simim Memches. It's also in the Tzlach and Masech Tzbeya, Daf Yud Zayin. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natan's in the Shoyal Meshiv in Madura Tinyana, Chelik Bey, Simin Ayin Bey, said, no way. He said, Minagab is saying to be there, today there's no Sovig anymore. But Torah's Vadai, we keep 2 days Yontif. Yeah, but the Rabbanon. But Torah's Vadai, there's a din the Rabbanon to keep a Yontif Sheni. There's one real day Yontif, and then there's a Yontif Sheni that's a din Yontif. Midrabbana b'teres vada. The Chassam Sofer took it a whole other level. He said Yontif Sheni is also midera. First day Yontif is of course midera. Yontif Sheni is oicher midera. How could it be a midera? The whole thing is a minigav isenu biyodenu based on a Yontif Sheni shogolis. Because once Klal Yisrael took it upon themselves, it became a minigav isenu biyodenu. He says that's why we can turn on Yontif Sheni. We could say Chagamatzis as a Chagasukas as a. He said what is it? A chukavatul? It's a joke. It's not Chagamatzis. Teres isn't his Chagamatzis because once we took it upon himself, it's like a neder shahuda b'ra. And a neder shehuda b'rabim has a din d'iraisa. We'll talk more about this in Yetzir Shemim tomorrow's daf.